broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And the humidity finally got into the circuitry. It's going to be a muggy day today. The trades are supposed to be returning. Northeasterlies, 5 miles per hour now. You can barely feel them. High today about 88 degrees. We're going to have some windward and mocha showers. Do enjoy these next few days, because come 4th of July, as we're approaching the weekend, we're going to get into those variable winds again. But we're going to have a great time because we can go out and play some golf, and it won't be terribly hot, but do put that sunscreen on. If you want to get cooled off, go up to Volcano. It's 61 degrees this morning. There's a tea time at 8:50 there. Makalei has a 9 o'clock. Poipu, Kauai has a 9:10. Hoku'ala on Kauai has a 10:26. The Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:40 here on Oahu. The Kahili course, Maui School of Golf is there, and Claude Brousseau, and there's a 9:30 tee time if you'd like to play a round of golf. We've got an excellent show for you today. Lauren Thompson is with us, host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel, host of The Champion Within on NBC. Mark Rolfing is joining us. Is the Plantation course finished? And Tyler Ota made history in Hawaii last weekend. He's on the show. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru, he's calling in from the Rocket Mortgage Classic right over at the Detroit Golf Club. That's a Donald Ross design, by the way, something for them to get used to. No one's played that in a long time, none of them on the PGA Tour. And Chris Strauss, Go Golf Kauai. We're going to come back with Lauren Thompson after this.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
On NBC, every weekend, there's a show called The Champion Within. And this weekend, on today's episode of The Champion Within, host Lauren Thompson shows us surfers training to qualify for the 2020 Summer Olympics, Stanley Cup champion John Carlson's hometown, and the inspiring story of a junior golfer, Traden Karch. Okay, there was so many wonderful stories over the springtime. Lauren Thompson, host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel and host of The Champion Within, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me again, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
That's wonderful. And one of the stories, because The Champion Within, the show that you host, Lauren, is some of the stories are so powerful and inspiring. And I thought of LPGA's Drive On after I rewatched the Haley Moore piece that you did. I mean, it's like Haley Moore was the inspiration for the LPGA's Drive On. And tell us about a little bit about Haley Moore and what she went through at Arizona and what she became for her team.
Sure. Well, Haley Moore's story is one that I think resonates with a lot of people who have ever been bullied in the past. And I don't know anyone, no matter how popular or unpopular they were throughout school, middle school, especially high school, for boys and girls, who never faced any sort of hatred coming from their peers and feeling uncomfortable and feeling like they, wanted to be anyone but themselves. And Haley Moore sadly dealt with this for a long period of her life. People in the cafeteria, you know, it's not just the movies that show people throwing food everywhere and calling people names. And Haley Moore, golf was a bit of an escape for her for a while, but even from her teammates when she was younger, she was facing a lot of animosity from them. And she really had to come into her own and try and find confidence from another outlet. And we fell in love with her at the NCAA championship, and she really shined, and it gave her a platform where she could be confident and speak about her skills and speak about how golf has helped her out. And it's helped her bond with her teammates. Her teammates are incredible. Her coach is incredible. And she's one of those women that I'm excited that she does have tour aspirations on her mind. And I would love to see what she could do on the LPGA Tour, because that hashtag Drive On campaign that they kicked off in 2019, that's something that they were speaking widely at the last major, at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. And I think a lot of women, but also boys and girls, can identify with that. We've seen the commercials, though, and it's all about how, you know, you've got Brooke Henderson out there, and she's become such a staple for women's golf, and she's not that tall, and you wouldn't think she's the most powerful player, and she doesn't have this jarring personality, but she's just unreal at what she does. And she says, well, I'm crushing it so that you can crush it for the next girl. And that's what the message is all about, whether you're Haley Moore or whether you're a girl that doesn't feel invited to the game of golf, or whether you're, you know, a female in your 30s or 40s in the work world. I think it's something we can all get something from.
Yes, and the bullying factor, it was so interesting when one of the things the Arizona head coach said is that Haley Moore became her own bully inside of herself.
I know.
And the ups and downs emotionally, and I could relate to that. I looked at myself in the past and said, mm-hmm. If I had understood that the voices of all those people in my head from elementary school were still with me, and you know, they were still this oppressive, and I was taking it out on myself. I think if a lot of people were to look back on that and say, wow, you know, really, those voices, those negative thoughts that I have about myself that are always going on the golf course, mm-hmm. you know, talking mean to myself, bad shot, or I'm not going to be able to pull this off, you know?
Or I'm terrible at this game, you know? Oh. Yeah. I think for Golf Channel, listen, trust me, when you tee it up in a pro-am, everyone thinks you're like a 1-2 handicap. We're not. We can talk the game of golf until we're blue in the face, but we've got those bad shots, and I can't even tell you how many times those thoughts have come through my head, where why would Golf Channel even want to have me working for them? Like, look at the shot that I just shanked right off the tee, and I did it again. And you've got to learn to erase the negativity and just move right on and drive on. You know, there's that campaign again. And be more positive when you're talking to yourself, but also, you know, when you're talking out loud when it comes to other people.
Yeah. But you were fantastic at the KPMG. You did.
Thank you.
You did live. I was so impressed. I mean, when Lauren Thompson hosts Golf Channel's Morning Drive, she leads everyone from one segment to the other segment. But you can pull off exactly what everyone does when there's these major events. You gave us you set the scene. You gave us what was happening. You talked the insight into the game. I just was thoroughly enjoyed watching you doing the KPMG's live from, and was really impressed. And I couldn't help but you're welcome. You're thinking to myself, well, you know, I wonder, what if Lauren Thompson was on the other side of all these questions on Morning Drive? They ask questions like, well, the best thing I saw. You do that a lot, right?
When yes, we do. and you know, we have laughs with those here and there, and give it a gif. I mean, I can't even tell you how many of our viewers are like, what is a gif anyway? And you know, some people in the older crowd, they're like, why is this a segment on a golf morning show? And you're like, listen, it's fun and it's inviting. A morning show needs to have energy and laughs and lots of smiles going on. But we're also, you know, setting the table for what's going on in golf, filling people in if they haven't been, you know, completely zeroed in on all of the action from all of the tours. It's virtually impossible to watch every single shot being pulled off every week. So we have fun with our segments, but they are informative. When you boil it down, you know, those It Could Happen headlines, they're funny.
Yeah.
like Damon Hack just the other day. What was his? It was like double whopper with Chez instead of cheese, but Chez for
yes.
Chez Reavie, thinking that he was going to double up on his wins after winning last week at the Travelers. And it's funny, but then we back it up with all the stats and really get people thinking, okay, well, why or why not could he pull this off? Or, you know, why or why not should Tom Watson at the U.S. Senior Open, you know, he went and shot his age and then he bettered it. You cover a lot of bases, and you only have 2 hours, which sounds like an eternity, but it's not. And so there are fun segments, but there's also some seriousness.
Yeah, there is serious. I like what you said, though, when they asked what was the best thing you saw, you said it was Tom Watson shooting his age in the U.S.
Yeah.
Senior Open at the Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. That's a mouthful.
It is. I know. And I can't even tell you. I mean, like, at the top of the week, bar none, like, you absolutely have to know where they're all playing, what kind of course it is, the few ins and outs, the defending champion, how they did it, who are the people who are under the radar moving in. I mean, there's a lot to take in. And sometimes they do have long titles for the courses. I love seeing David Toms, the defending champion, kind of take us through the Notre Dame locker room and all the interesting superstitions that iconic college team has. The check-in process was really cool. The PGA Tour champions this week, they're out on the football field. But Tom Watson, man, he's the oldest guy in the field and is completely beating himself up ahead of the week and speaking with the media. Oh, you know, age is just a number. He's out there on the range. He's really, you know, trying to find something. And then he goes out and shoots a 69, and I find out later it's literally 69 days before his 70th birthday. So there's just a lot of interesting parallels going on. And then he bettered it, and he makes the cut. And this is a guy who doesn't compete a lot anymore. And I think a lot of people would love to see him out there inside the ropes more often. And he's just an interesting guy.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk about Tiger Woods being in, you know, in his 40s and his body, he can't take it and all this.
Yeah.
So when you're 69, imagine 3 days of competition. 4 days.
I can't even imagine.
Right. Exactly. I hope I can even do, 18 holes when I'm 69. Do you come up with some of the questions? I was, you know, just looking at all the take your pick, for instance, that must be tough. But I look at the contender, pretender, winner segment. That one. Whoa.
Oh, man. Yeah, and there's a lot of drawing involved in that, too. So it's not just, you know, picking your winner and your pretender and your contender. And sometimes it is putting our tour pros in interesting positions because they're good friends with a lot of these players on the LPGA Tour, the PGA Tour champions, whoever we're covering that week. And sometimes the players don't love what you're saying about why they're a quote-unquote pretender. And then they get a little fired up about it. And you're like, well, listen, I'm just trying to talk about what's going on in your season and why or why not when looking at your grouping. Would you maybe be the person that has a little extra work to do? And we're not throwing opinions in there on who we think they are characteristically. We're just talking about how they are on the golf course. So sometimes you do get put in interesting positions. Most of the time, some questions, at least when we're having people call in, they are clear within to a point. I do like to throw in occasional surprises if I know that it's something that they would like to talk about or that the golf world would love to hear them talk about. One of the toughest topics that we had last week in Minnesota at the KPMG was Michelle Lee. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, speaking of players who want so badly, I mean, it is clear that they want to be competing, but they've been on the sidelines and they think they want to get back at it. And being a part of that field meant so much to Michelle. She's in tears literally after that first round. She's got ice on her wrist. Everyone and their mom knows that she probably should not be competing. And we've got Ron Cyrak on. And I threw him a little bit of a curveball towards the end of our segment where I was like, should she be playing today? Like, honestly. And it put him in a weird position because he knows Michelle so well and her team is there. Her mom and dad are never that far away on the range and beyond. And he's like, no, like, she shouldn't. And everyone knows that. And now we know that she's going to be sitting out for the rest of the year. But I hope that taking that necessary time off, 6+ months, is going to be enough to give the golf world Michelle Wee again competing, because we're all on her side when it comes to that.
Yeah, Jaime Diaz said something, if it was this morning or yesterday morning, that was, you know, very insightful about, you know, whether she comes back or this is the end of her phase in golf, whatever comes will be fulfilling and fantastic for her. And that's the way you've really got to embrace it. We would love, of course, Hawaii would love to see Michelle Wee fulfill her potential, right?
Sure.
Her potential was so incredible. And when people say, well, just five wins. Well, yeah, because we expected her to be like the dominant Tiger Woods of the LPGA. Those kinds of expectations are very difficult to live up to. And then when you just happen to have, you're 6 feet tall and you're injury prone, you know, and you're active, you do things happen. It just works out that way. I really hope we see her come back if this wrist. But what you said, when you said to Ron Cyrak, should he be playing? I mean, should she be playing? Absolutely no.
Everyone knew that.
Yes.
I mean, I couldn't believe that she even hung in there as long as she did, because it was the 11th hole when she pulled out the ice. And I am sure the conversations going on between her and her caddy I'm sure the pain kicked in before then. But once you make that move and you pull out the ice and you put it on your wrist, now the golf world is taking pictures. We're all talking about it. We're tweeting about it. And we all know, you know, should she even finish the round, much less try and play tomorrow. And I was telling Aaron Overholzer just in our Golf Channel trailer in a very casual conversation when we were speaking about Michelle Wee. I love seeing her bouncing around on the range and everyone's just giving her hugs and she's got the biggest smile out there. Having her in the field means a lot to everyone in the field. It means a lot to the kind of sponsor. It means a lot to everyone tuning in. But when we're speaking to each other at Golf Channel, and this is me with Aaron, he's like, well, what is a successful week for her? You know, top 10? You know, what do you want? And I go, I just want to see two rounds. I don't expect her to be making the cut where she's pain-free. Two rounds, miss the cut, pain-free, that would be a quote-unquote success. And he's like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, I know, and I can't believe I'm talking about Michelle Wee saying that. But yes, I mean, to see her miss weekend action, but look like she's good for the rest of the season or even just another event, would have put a smile on a lot of people's faces, and I think it includes her face as well.
Yeah.
Would have been a good thing.
Yeah, and she said it was unreasonable for her to think that she could come out and fire, you know, 65s after having a wrist injury. So,
yeah.
But to come out and do well, well being to content, you know, to play and then not be hurt at the end of it. I think she
that would have been asking too much.
But I think she didn't withdraw because she didn't want to make, you know, everybody's going, oh, this is the end. I think she doesn't want to think like that. I think she wants to think like, this is what is coming next. Whatever comes next, I'm going to work through this. I'm going to work through this injury.
And she's 29.
Yeah.
Like, how are we having these conversations with a 29-year-old? It's a hard pill to swallow, here we are. That's what's on the table.
Yeah. I had not thought about how the other players, you know, players were watching, like Dustin Johnson. One of the questions, question they pose on Golf Channel's Morning Drive, state your case. And in this case, it was, what would you add to Dustin Johnson's game?
Oh,
yes. Dustin having the, he's gone, his wedge game has gone down to like 158 on the tour. Right?
Oh, and it was so good last season. And, you know, for a guy who's so famous for distance off the tee, to get the short game going too, looking good on the greens as well, we're like, here we go. And looking at his resume, and everyone, of course, wants to stack him up against Brooks Koepka, who has the four majors and just a few wins. But then there's Dustin Johnson, who has 20 tour titles and just one major. And which resume is better? And that's I don't even know actually where I stand on that, because it's bizarre that it was just a couple weeks ago that we were in the gym together and other people were going up to Brooks Koepka telling him, oh, did you know Dustin Johnson's here? Yeah, he knows he's here. Like, now everyone knows who Brooks Koepka is, clearly, and what motivates him. And when people are a little sour to him, quote-unquote, throw shade his way or a little critical of him, nothing fires him up more than that. But Dustin Johnson is a mystery on a lot of accounts. It's his personality. It's how he lets things just roll right off his shoulder. That missed putt at Chambers Bay 2015 when he could have got that second major and honestly didn't even seem to care, but it is his superpower, and I'm not the first one to say that.
No, he's wonderful. When he was asked, like, did the winning on this event affect you in the next event, he's going, I don't remember. When?
I don't remember.
What,
I don't, like, I know. Like, who does that? I mean, you really can't take yourself too seriously.
It's so perfect, though. It's just so perfect you can't be back then. You know, you just go, okay, today's today. And today, this is what my game is giving me today. And I'm going to play with what my game's giving me. And
exactly.
You know, I mean that. And so if you're going out to the golf course today, that's what you got to think. You know, when you swing your swing and your ball is doing this, you know, okay, this is the way I'm going to be playing today. Just take it.
Yep. Oh, I can't even tell you how many times I've been there. As someone who deals with a wrist injury myself, and it's just like carpal tunnel and a little bit of arthritis and a pinky, it's silly. And, you know, we talk about injuries in golf, and I feel like I'm too young to be dealing with that, but I'm almost 37, and I guess I'm not. But I'm popping Advil throughout the round, go through it. And some days it feels great, and I feel like I can, you know, go at it a little more aggressively with certain shots. I mean, other days I'm like, no, we gotta play it a little slower. We gotta have a little bit more of an abbreviated backswing, and you know, try not to hurt yourself out there. And you know, it shouldn't be hard to pick up your babies when you get home and your wrist is hurting you from playing some golf. So sometimes we have to tone ourselves down a bit.
Lauren Thompson is host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel. You've got to tune in, DVR it. You'll really enjoy the show. Mm-hmm. And this weekend, you can watch Lauren Thompson, The Champion Within, and be inspired. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Always so much fun.
Great. Aloha. Coming back with Mark Rolfing, we're going to talk with him about just how far along are we with the plantation courses refinement. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator for Golf Channel and NBC Sports. Of course, a huge proponent of affordable golf, growing the game, and making the game as accessible as possible, affordability and time demands being considered. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Good morning, Danielle. So nice to be on again with you.
And you're home.
I am home for about 4 days to repack and recalibrate and get ready to head over to Northern Ireland for the Open.
Don't tell me you came home to do your laundry.
That's almost it in a nutshell, correct.
Well, I'm so glad you're back and taking a look at the plantation course at Kapalua, getting ready for the Century Tournament of Champions, even though it's only the beginning, well, it's almost July. How far along are we?
You know, we are done. I got to tell you, I went up there yesterday afternoon with the intention of taking a picture and sending out a tweet and getting everybody revved up again that we're almost there. And I ended up, was so overwhelmed that I basically said I need the whole day Saturday. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go hole by hole. But all of the work is done. All the grass is planted. It's growing rapidly with this warm, humid weather we've been having. The place just looks spectacular. And everything now from here on out until really November is just going to be growing.
That's fantastic. The idea that the, you know, the root balls are going to take their hold on the ground and be ready for January. So exciting. We're going to probably find, when do you think we'll be able to play the course?
I think it's going to be sometime in November. There are holes. Remember, we did it in stages, Danielle. So there are holes in certain areas that are a lot further along. The 18th green or the 18th fairway has been grassed now for almost 12 weeks. So it is, you could play on it right now. The 17th fairway, on the other hand, was only grassed, you know, fairly recently, and the greens were only done last week. So some places are further along than others, but the entire place is going very fast, and there have been no weather delays in this entire project, which wouldn't have occurred the last 3 years.
It's fantastic. It's beautiful. I can't wait. You know, I was watching Twitter. I was going to use whatever tweet you sent about the plantation course to say that you're going to be on the show. So this morning I finally went, there's no tweet from Mark.
It is all so stunning. I'll tell you one thing that I'm thinking, having been up there yesterday, and I really want to look at it today. I think this is going to be difficult for the players that have been coming here year after year. Because you have, when you play the plantation, as you well know, you've done it, you have to get a feel for the place, and you start understanding it the more and more you play it. Everybody's going to be starting from scratch now. And my fear for the veteran players is they're going to remember putts, they're going to remember shots that they think are going to do certain things, and it's going to be totally different now, particularly on the greens.
When are you going to play it? I know you're going to get out there.
Well, I don't know. Whenever you can get on a plane and hop over, maybe I'll go tee off with you, although you might have to give me strokes these days. But no, I think that's a good goal. Why don't we go out there for a little nine-holer sometime this fall?
That would be wonderful. I would absolutely love to do that. You know, and I saw you, it's been called the Plantation Course Refinement. I was thinking rejuvenation, but you mentioned renovation. What is it?
You know, you don't really renovate a course unless you change the routing of the holes.
So let's cross that off.
You put holes going in different directions, or you take areas that weren't golf and turn them into golf. Nothing changed in terms of the corridors of the holes. They are all the same. The first thing you're going to see, though, when you get up there, is there have been areas opened out that you didn't even know existed. Like down to the right of the first hole, all of that was sort of scrub trees. There were actually two large kind of junk kiavi and ironwood trees down in there. That is all now a grass bunker, turf, managed turf playing area. And it opened up the entire first green, and we did that all over the course. The gulches up on number five, where you couldn't really see the fairway very much from the tee, you can now see all the way down the fifth fairway, and you can see how wide the fairway is and where you should go. And we had to do that because we put a new bunker out there in the fairway at number five, so the players aren't going to be able to just stand up and blast it down that fairway. There's a fairway bunker they're going to have to deal with up there.
Wow. I'm very, very excited. Something else that, of course, excites us is the idea of having a Topgolf in Hawaii. And you've been working on this for a while now. It seems 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, you know, putting the deal together took about a year, maybe just a little over. And then going through the process of the RFP with the city and everything took about 9 months. And it's been a year since we announced it last May. So we're almost 3 years into it, but that is not an unusual amount of time. And I'll tell you what has happened there. There's a couple things that have happened, Danielle, that have caused us to have to rethink the plan a little bit. The first is the overwhelming factor is this whole flood mitigation discussion that's going on about Waikiki and what are we going to do if there's a 500-year flood and it's going to wipe out all of the hotels. So there was a big sentiment, and has been, that the only way to stop that flood is to use Alawai Golf Course as a flood basin. That happens a lot in today's world. Golf courses are very good for that. But in order to do that, you have to do some rearranging. You have to build some levees to keep water in certain places. And you have to have waterways throughout a course, let's say, so the water can be dispersed. And as we go along here and realize that the Alawai will be the flood mitigation plan, whether it's a big plan or a small plan, it's caused us to have to not only deal with the 7-acre top golf parcel, but really the entire 148 acres, and it's a very, very important project. It's one that I believe is going to happen in some shape or form, and we just couldn't wildly go off and stick a Topgolf in the middle of it without kind of planning the area around it. So in the end, this is going to be great. Alawai is going to get a total facelift someday, I'm sure of it.
So that's for the whole golf course, but also considering it to be a flood catchment basin, like Coral Creek is it was put in a place where if it flooded, it would take the water and the homes would be saved. And that's the whole idea for the Alawai Golf Course in Waikiki. It will take the water. Maybe doing something with the Alawai Canal will have to be addressed as well to allow that those floodwaters to then recede. Excellent. Good forethought and forethinking. And of course, we're just, you know, looking forward to having some fun at Topgolf. I'm going to have to go maybe to Las Vegas, the Ninth Island, and enjoy it. I haven't seen one yet, you know, and I'd like to experience it. The season, Mark Wolfing, is going far too fast. We've already been through our three majors on the PGA Tour, and we're coming up on the Open. As you said, you're going to Royal Portrush in Ireland. Northern Ireland is where the Open is going to be held. Does this seem to be rushing through to you?
Yeah, but I think that's what they intended, Danielle. I think, you know, when the whole concept of condensing the season and moving the playoffs to August, when that was starting to percolate 3 or 4 years ago, I didn't really get a sense that they were going to be able to accomplish everything because the tournaments had to go away. Some had to move places in the schedule. A lot had to happen, and it did. And I think it's a very, very good thing. I think it's been a tremendous major season.
Yes,
and
is.
I think having the playoffs done before the NFL starts and college football is a really good thing. And you know, we've talked about it a lot. I think it's going to create an off season for particularly the American players. The Australians will still have their tournaments down there, but I think golf needs an off season. I think you want to get the fans revved up when they're playing, and then you want to give the fans a little break too. That's why the NFL is so popular at the beginning of the season. The fans haven't had football for a little while, and they're all lathered up to have some NFL games. I think we can do the same thing in golf.
Absolutely. So you're going to Royal Portrush. Have you been there frequently in the past?
I've been there a few times. I covered the British Senior Open, on ABC. It is a wonderful course. It was a small course. They didn't think that we had enough space. But they were able to jury-rig some areas around it, and they've totally rearranged, renovated the place. So there are new holes. They've changed directions of holes. They built two new holes. But really, the reason I'm excited about it, Danielle, is that is one of the best courses in the British Isles. There's no question about it. they haven't been able to go there for 70 years because of political unrest in Northern Ireland. It would have been too big of a risk, and now things have settled down there, and there's major progress being made, and I just think that's a good sign in general for the area that we're going to be able to go hold what is going to be literally the biggest sporting event of any kind ever held in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely. It's so thrilling. And should Tiger Woods play an event, a tournament, before the Open?
I don't think so. You know, when I watch him at the PGA Championship, it's almost like he shouldn't have teed off there. I really think he was not ready. You know, Tiger has really changed. You and I have talked about this. He so much more appreciates what he's got, what he is accomplishing. You know, he's doing it not only for himself, but for the fans finally. And I really think that he was still wrapped up in his Masters victory when he got to the PGA, and he was not ready to tee off. He was still enjoying his win, and I think that's good. That's a big difference. He's 43 years old, Danielle. He's moving slower, particularly when the weather gets cold like it was at Pebble Beach in the mornings. I know because we were on the air live there at 6 a.m., and I had hand warmers and blankets over me on the set up there at the sixth green. He doesn't fare well in those situations anymore. So I don't know. Tiger knows what he has to do to play his best golf right now. And I don't think adding a tournament would make a difference either way.
Fantastic. And what about what are your thoughts about Rory McIlroy and the pressures of being in Northern Ireland?
Rory McIlroy is going to win the Open. You heard it here. Seriously, I love his chances. Rory, I'm a big believer in fate, and I don't know if you were watching our live from show on Sunday of Pebble Beach, but when we signed off on the air, they asked us to predict the winner. And Trevor Immelman said Brooks Koepka, Brandel Chamblee said Brooks Koepka, Justin Leonard said Brooks Koepka, and I looked into the camera and I said, I'm going to do my best Ben Crenshaw from 1999 imitation at the Ryder Cup press conference where he said, I'm a big believer in fate. I got a really good feeling about this. I said, Gary Woodland is going to win the U.S. Open today.
Yes.
And I just believe it was destiny for him there. And I really think with everything that it has taken to bring this Open to Northern Ireland and with McIlroy, and the kind of game he plays and knowing the course so well, I just think destiny's going to take him to that claret jug.
Awesome. Mark Roffing, golf analyst, golf commentator and predictor, Golf Channel and NBC Sports. So good to have you on. So good to have you home, and travel safe, and let me know when you can be back.
Yeah, we'll be back right after the Open, and let's go on again and talk about how Rory won, all right?
Right on. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Danielle.
Aloha. Tyler Ota, yes, he made history. One of Hawaii's top amateur golfers. Maybe now we could say that he's the top amateur golfer in Hawaii. He's going to be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Alex Chiarella picked up his first PGA Tour Canada victory the past weekend, Lethbridge Paradise Canyon Open. He went to Seabury Hall. You know him from Maui. It's his first Mackenzie Tour title of his career. As you know, like 20 under, he won by one stroke. And you know what Alex did? He used the same golf ball all four rounds. So the question you might ask yourself is, how often should I change my golf ball? And there's an interesting story. It's from golf.com, and Jonathan Wall wrote it. And it's basically like, it depends if the paint or something is coming off and it's larger than a dime, then you need to change your golf ball. Otherwise, it's not a problem. But there are those people who are suspicious. They throw one away if they've got a bogey. You know, yeah, get rid of that one, changing it up. But for Alex Chiarella, he said, I looked at my buddy who I was staying with that night and said, man, I've got some good mojo with this ball. Would it be weird to keep this going on the weekend? His buddy said, no, dude, tee it up tomorrow. He teed it up all the way through and he won. Okay, so when you get your box of Bridgestone E6s, all about distance, according to Bridgestone ball fitting data, the ball is proven to go at least 9 yards longer, 31% straighter than the competitors. And you want a box of these balls, right? So you want to win. So you need to call 808-545-1111 because you want to win. You want to win and say, I won. 808-545-1111. Tyler Ota, yes, making history, Hawaii's top Hawaii amateur golfer. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tyler.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is really an amazing story. We were just talking with Mark Rolfing about the Alawai and some things that need to be done as a flood mitigation area. You grew up on the Alawai golf course.
Yep, that's correct. Been going there ever since I was maybe about 3 years old, hitting golf balls with my grandpa. Played my first full round there. It's pretty much home. I love the course. Unfortunately, I don't get to play it as much now because they only play it really early in the mornings on Saturdays. So
that's your time.
Yeah.
And so they keep you busy at Golf Concepts, I bet.
Yeah, they do. Luckily enough, though, they're gracious enough. Jay, my boss, is gracious enough to let me play all these tournaments. So I got to thank him for that.
You bring a lot of great mojo to him through all the winning that you're doing. Seriously. But it was interesting. You're also helping Casey Nakama with his coaching over at Pearl Country Club.
Yeah. So I grew up in his program. I started there maybe about when I was 11 years old. So within the past year or so, he just asked me, hey, if you have time on the weekends, it would be great for you to come out and, you know, just kind of give back. And, you know, I owe a lot to Casey. So that was a no-brainer. I said, sure, whatever you need, I'll be there. And then, you know, unfortunately with his situation with Omana, everything got moved to Pearl. So, I mean, it works out for me. It's maybe about like a 15-minute drive. And, you know, like I said, I owe a lot to him and Auntie Jerry over there. So whatever they need, I'm there for them.
So Tyler Ota works at Golf Concepts. He coaches Kamehameha Intermediate. He is a coach and teacher at Casey Nakama's Development Center. He does classes at Pearl Country Club on Saturday. By the way, just a question before I get to the incredible history-making moment that you have. Why didn't you go play college golf?
Coming out of high school, I was a little... I wasn't into golf as much as I am now. Got a little burnt out. I just decided to stay home and just do the school thing for a little bit, and then kind of fell in love with the game again.
Sometimes you got to step away so that you know just how wonderful it is, so you can step back. And, well, another question I have is, do you really not know how many Manoa Cups you've played?
Well, when he asked me the question, I couldn't remember, but I think it's about 10. I think my first one was in 2008, so... Yeah,
it was so funny. I was, reading this from, I think it was KHON. Tyler Otis played the Manoa Cup so many times, he's lost count. I'm thinking, God, Tyler's gotten really old. we got a real problem here. But amazing, because Tyler Otis, listen to this. He's the 2015 Manoa Cup champion and Oahu Country Club Men's Invitational Champion, 2016 Barbers Point Invitational Champion, and the Mayor's Cup Invitational Champion, the 2017 Mid-Pacific Open Amateur Champion, the Hickam Invitational Champion, and Kauai Amateur Champion. That was just 2017. 2018, the Sony Open Amateur Qualifier. In 2018 and 2019, the Hawaii State Amateur Champion. So he defended his Hawaii State Amateur Championship in this year and then went on to win the Manoa Cup. And so tell us the story. Where were you and Brandon Kopp sitting around when he told you that's never been done?
It was actually when I lost last year in like the third round or fourth round. He was like, oh, I thought you were going to win it all this year, and you would have been the first guy in history to, hold two titles in the same year. And I was like, oh, only now you tell me this,
That would have made all the difference in the world.
it was in the back of my mind. And then after I had, won State Am again, it didn't really dawn on me, and then I was getting ready for Manoa Cup, and then, like I said in one of my interviews, I searched it up myself because Hawaii State Golf, they do a great job at jotting down our history of the game and, results and stuff like that. So I looked up myself, and I was like, there really has been no one that won it in the same year, which was a little mind-boggling for me, because you have so many great golfers that won both. And, after I found that out, I texted my girlfriend. I was like, hey, I could possibly make history this week and this upcoming week and win Manoa Cup and be the first one to have both in the same year. And it'd be pretty neat to, add that to the list of accomplishments.
Yeah. And by the way, does she follow you when you're playing?
When she can. She works at Roger Dunn on Saturdays, so a lot of tournaments end on Saturdays, but luckily enough, she was there this past Saturday, the Manoa Cup Saturday,
yes.
And she had to endure Oahu Country Club for just a day.
Yeah, well, Oahu Country Club, in case you've never had a chance to play it, is one of the toughest golf courses on Oahu to play because it's up in the valley, and you are going up and down and up and down, and after, do your legs get sore?
Yes. You try to not think about it, though. But I think it was maybe about the semifinal round on the back nine. I just looked at my caddy, and I was like, I'm really tired right now.
Really?
I think I just had walked up to 12 green, which is the start of the back nine, the uphill part, so... I was like, oh, my God, I'm tired. And that was my match against Peter Jung. And at the time, I think I was a 5-up. And I was like, okay, if I just win one more hole, I can close it out a little early. And we can call it a day and I can get some rest. And then he started playing unbelievable golf. And we went 20 holes and kind of shot myself in the foot that one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes. One of those moments in life when you're going, yeah, I just gave myself the worst mojo in the world. But it was an amazing match against Evan Kawhi. You guys really put on a show. 36-hole match final. Amazing. That was congratulations. You really pulled it off. Tyler Ota, great talking with you. Thank you so much for being on the show. Awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And sometime you should be back to talk to me about junior golf and what you're doing with Casey Nakama. That would be fun.
Yeah, right of on. Course. Yeah, maybe we can have him on the show too. That would be awesome.
Yes, yes, because I want to talk to Casey. I wanted to wait till he got all set up and ready. So, Tyler Ota, I'm going to call you our top amateur golfer in Hawaii. History making. Hawaii's top amateur is Tyler Ota. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to go to the Motor City. Well, not really the Motor City. It's just kind of, it's between Flint and Detroit. But Michael Patrick Shields, my goodness, he's been to Lake Como, then Kennebunkport. Now he's in Detroit, sort of next to Detroit, just outside Detroit. It's at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He's at the Detroit Golf Club. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Cheryl Honolulu, congratulations. You've won Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls, all about distance. According to the Bridgestone ball fitting data, this ball is proven to go at least 9 yards longer and 31% straighter. I like that 31% straighter part. And we'll be sending them to you priority mail, of course. Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire for our lovely The Golf Club radio show. You can listen to us, radiogolfclub.com, if you're just joining us, and you can catch the show as a podcast, and it's streaming live. And Michael Patrick Shields is around the world. He was at Royal Port Rush. He was just back from Lake Como when he went to Kennebunkport. And today, well, he may be home. But Michael Patrick Shields, welcome into the clubhouse.
I was told that if I agreed to do this interview, I would be in studio with you and Lauren Thompson. And I want to know what happened.
You missed the flight.
Rick, I'm blaming it on Rick. He is a producer, and he's a crafty devil, and he did a little bait and switch on me.
Okay, well, you know, we'll make it up to you somehow, Michael Patrick, I promise. How's that?
How about I come out for a month and broadcast in the winter and tell everybody on my program why they should be there all winter long instead of Michigan?
I want that to happen so badly, and we're talking. We're in talks with certain individuals, hoping to get
them. Are these the same negotiator that said I'd be with Lauren Thompson?
No, not the same negotiator who said you'd be with, don't worry. But you got to tell me because you were at the Detroit Golf Club, and this is like a Donald Ross design, and I love the old designs, you know, I'd watch
it. Isn't it funny that the tour really doesn't get to play on Donald Ross designs? You know, East Lake, I think, would be the big exception there, of course, for the tour championship. But it is a genuine, old-fashioned Donald Ross design. They only changed or, you know, substituted one hole because they have 36 holes at Detroit Golf Club. But when you look, I saw a stat the other day, it's the flattest course on the PGA Tour. And only, I think it was New Orleans, which is below sea level virtually there, would be flatter than this course, and it's not long. And look at the players that didn't even make the cut. Gary Woodland, the U.S. Open champ, Dustin Johnson, and Bubba Watson leave Detroit early. Isn't that bizarre?
It is bizarre, and Bubba Watson goes, it's tree-lined, but it's kind of grass. The way the shots you're hitting into the greens with the slopes and the undulations from tee to green, it's not too bad. It's kind of fair, kind of open. I shouldn't say that until after I tee off.
Yeah, well, whoops.
Yeah, whoops is right. I understand the greens, though, are tricky, as they want to be, because there's a rough around the greens or something to that effect. It's just very different, a lot of fun. But this event, key to that Detroit area, and why, Michael Patrick?
Because it's right in the city limits, and it's not in the suburbs, and it's not Oakland Hills, which is in, you know, the richest area code in the United States, except for California. They're the one just south of L.A. But because it's the first time the PGA Tour has ever played in the city limits of Detroit, we had the Buick Open, which left when Tiger Woods won it in 2009, which was a fun way to end. But we wanted the tour back, and we haven't even had a tour event in Michigan other than, you know, the Champions Tour and the LPGA. So that's great, but we want the PGA Tour back, and we got them back. And it was through a citywide effort to make it happen. And when you go to the event, there is a lot of Detroit involved. So you get there's a replica of the Joe Louis statue, for instance, and other elements of the city, and most of the players are staying downtown, so they got to go to the Tiger game, or they got to see why Detroit is suddenly, you know, a hip city again, and well on the way back. So they're celebrating it here, and they put all the effort into it to make it fun. And the only problem is they had a fair number of stars, okay, a fair number of stars, and those guys didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
It's a bummer for television, and Jim Nantz is here with CBS, and I told Jim Nantz on the air the other day, you know, did it ever occur to you that your presence at a CBS event helps to sort of give it credibility and verify that it's important? And so it was supposed to be his vacation week, and he was convinced to come, and we're glad he's here too.
I'm glad he's there. But we do have an interesting, Brant Snedeker is always steady, and Cameron Champ, after having, you know, the hoopla around his game, his stinger, that whole thing about the next great player, the bomber, and then missing all those cuts, and he has got his game on, and he's a real a looker, you know. So that there's going to be eyeballs on Cameron now, going off. I should be teeing off any minute now, any second. He's 13 under, and Nate Lashley 14 under. But the rest of the field, like Brant Snedeker, he's finished. He shot a 65 after a 69-70. He's great on the green. So there's been some great scoring. But, you know, can you just tell me, I'm curious, what is the engine, the economic engine that's bringing Detroit back?
It started with the Super Bowl. which was really a huge event to have in Detroit. That prompted a lot of growth. And then there's a guy called Dan Gilbert with Quicken Loans, who has invested a great deal of time and money and revenue, brought people living downtown again. The Illich has opened a new hockey arena and a basketball arena. And so you're trying to get the sprawl out of the downtown area and to reach further and further into the neighborhoods. And this golf course is in a neighborhood. So if you were going there, you know, you would be saying, this is where a fancy golf club is? And sure enough, it is. So that's part of it. And there's a nice little gimmick they have going now, too, called the 313. I don't know if you heard about that. But
the difficult part of the course.
Yeah, and if a player makes an eagle, hole-in-one, and a birdie at any time on those three holes, the 3, a 1, and a 3, they're going to give $250,000 to charity or something like that. So, ooh, you know, it's a nice little gimmick, and it's fun.
Yes.
And the weird thing, too, Danielle, is some of these players are playing for their career. They're trying to get into the top 125 so that they can keep status. And I heard a player say the other day, yeah, you know, we're getting really close to the end of the season. And I thought, whoa,
yes,
he's right, because the Open Championship is just a couple weeks away. And then, you know, it's the FedEx Cup after that. And the golf season's already over because of the way we put the PGA back in May. So that was a wake-up call.
Wasn't it? I mean, that's what I was saying earlier in the show. It's like, wow, it's almost over. We're going to be in the FedEx Cup Championships pretty soon. And then it's technically done, you know. But then, of course, then they'll start up again 2 weeks later, and and it won't be the Stars, but that's okay. One other question: did they settle down on that strike thing? I thought that was odd.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, this is a union town. The automotive business came from here, and we are in the Motor City. You mentioned it earlier. Still the Motor City, and the big three have come back for the most part. And so you can expect, that's the sort of thing you can expect around here. When they had a chance to get some attention and they got some attention, it's no big deal here because it's pretty much how it works.
Yes, I understand, because we're a big union town. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Now, you hung out with David Faraday. So what are you complaining about not being with Lauren Thompson? So how was, where were you guys, you and David Faraday? What was up?
David is, he'll be featured on the Open Championship when it's at Port Rush, because he's from very near there and in Belfast originally. So it'll be a real homecoming for him and Rory McIlroy and Darren Clark, of course, and Graham McDowell now. And all of those folks are from Northern Ireland. And so he goes around the country, and he, in addition to doing his television work, he does a stand-up comedy show. And he filled the bottom level of the Fox Theater, which is a really fancy place right in downtown Detroit. He came in tournament week, and he was doing Detroit, Chicago, and Cleveland on consecutive days. And the tickets start at like $60, and they go up to $300.
Wow.
And he did a two-hour comedy show, just himself on the stage. And some of it was golf, but I'd say about only 25-30%. The rest of it was just life, and he's had a madcap way of looking at life, and of course he's got the Irish accent and all. So you look at his schedule, and he's everywhere from Halifax to hopefully Hawaii, and a whole different. He's a little bit blue, you know. You don't usually see that on television, and and so check the schedule. Yeah, he says a lot of the things I'll say on the stage will get me fired at NBC, so please, let's just keep it between us.
So when he's not on stage, when you guys were, you know, meeting one another, is he a comedian naturally, or does he have to have the stage for it to really come out?
You know, I interviewed him on the program,
yes,
too, and it was in the morning, and now I'd say, you know, He's likable always, but, sometimes comedians, they turn it on when they hit the stage.
Sure.
So I'll give you one example, because it's Hawaii, and he said that the two Irishmen were about to go snorkeling, and one of them said, hey, why do you think when we watch those Jacques Cousteau shows, they always, you know, fall backward out of the boat? And the other one said, because if they didn't, they'd still be in the boat.
Thank you. You went front word. Thank you. Very much. Yes,
it's relatively funny, you know, fall forward, they'd still be in the boat. Yeah. But if you hear it in his Irish accent, it's way funnier.
Yes, of course. No. I get it. Yes. Wonderful.
You want one more?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. There was a big fire at the pub, and Donegan came stumbling out of the pub, and they said to him, "Do you have any idea what started the fire?" And he said, "I don't, because it was on fire when I went in."
Yes, dear.
Much better with the Irish accent.
No, but you know, it's true. You can get away with so much with accents. I love it when they do television commercials, and some pretty gal is there, and she's got this English accent going on. And all of a sudden, she's gorgeous. She's got the accent. Of course, you're going to buy something from her, right? It's just, it's a given.
You know who doesn't need an accent? Lauren Thompson.
Lauren Thompson. Isn't she gorgeous? She's just so wonderful. And she's got personality. She's a great person. She was so much fun. I'll make sure that the next time that you and Lauren Thompson are on the show, scheduled at the same time, I can't promise that, Michael Patrick. I don't have the funds.
Oh, that's okay.
We can
have that lady from Fox. What's her name? The one that was on Golf Channel there. That lady. We can try her next time.
And try her now. Oh, yeah. What's her name now?
It's escaping me. She played for Michigan State, right where I live here.
I know. She's pretty, and she was the first girl on Golf Channel with the two guys when it was just a three-person show.
That's exactly right. Holly Saunders.
Yes, we did it.
Yes, we did it. This is so sexist. I'm going to get in trouble for joking around like this.
Well, we're going to try to get you over here for a month in Hawaii, broadcasting your show on 12 radio stations around Michigan, and also streaming to anyone who can hear it anywhere in the world, talking about how fabulous it would be to spend their time here in the islands. Okay?
I think that's a great idea, and, you know, we've moved it around from Northern Ireland. We've been to Jerusalem. We've been to Miami. Why not Hawaii? That's what I say.
I say so, too. We'd love to have you broadcasting live from the Hawaiian Islands for a month. Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire for us. He's a travel writer. You can find him at TravelTattler.com. He's host of Michigan's Big Show, Michigan Association of Broadcasters' Best Network Radio Personality, and his latest book, I call him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend, George H.W. Bush. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Mahalo. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past Kaeamoku on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Chris Strauss is Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Troon. And I'm not sure if you know this, but Troon is the management company for the Bay and Plantation Course at Kapalua, Maunalani, Mackay Princeville Golf Club, King Kamehameha Golf Club, Kahili Course, as well as Turtle Bay here on Oahu. Welcome into the clubhouse, Chris Strauss.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Born and raised on Oahu, Kaiser grad, played golf for Kaiser. You were a four-year varsity letterman there, played Hawaii State Junior Golf Association events on Oahu. You've got some history. How's it living in Scottsdale?
Oh, I tell you, it's a little warm here right now. I kind of wish I was back home. if you have to live anywhere on the mainland, Arizona is not a bad place to be. But certainly, as you said, my roots are in Hawaii and on Oahu as well. So. Yeah. Great to talk a little Troon Hawaii golf with you.
Yes, I'm so excited because you are continuing this fabulous tradition, making it so much better, golf on Kauai, and you have a new website called Go Golf Kauai. It's beautiful.
Yes, thank you very much. Credit goes to really the Kauai Island Golf Courses and the Kauai Visitor Bureau. For probably nearly a decade ago, they kind of got together and said, you know what, let's market together and let's tell the story about what makes Kauai golf just so stunning and awesome. And so, you know, January 1, they entrusted True and our consulting advisory division, True Club Solutions, with the honor of helping tell the story a little bit more, helping do the marketing and PR. And we worked with them to create this new website called GoGolfKauai.com. And GoGolfKauai.com is a great way for people to connect with all the wonderful golf courses on Kauai and book tee times. And if you got a group or tournament outing, you can go there and fill out a quick request form. And the Ohana on the island will get back to you promptly. And then check out stay and play packages with our hotel partners. And just tell the world how great Kauai golf is.
Yeah, and it's the Ocean Course, Hokuala, Poipu Bay, the Mackay Princeville, Puakea, and Wailua. So it's all of those courses must play when you're on Kauai. And people who, I believe, who go to an island, they want to travel. They want to see the island. And when you're traveling and seeing the island, what better way than to stop, play 18 holes, take in the area and to promote it together, Go Golf Kauai. Now, you can also go to Go Golf Kauai now and actually book tee times. Did I understand that correctly?
Absolutely. You can book tee times. You can plan your group or tournament outing that way, or check out stay and play packages, check out the Kauai Golf Trail. And again, like you said, just a great collection of golf courses. I think the recent Golf Week ranking came out with the best courses you can play in the state. And four of the five courses on Go Golf Kauai are in the top 15 in the state, led by Princeville Mackay at number four, and Poipu Bay was at number six. The Ocean Course at Hokuala was number 11, and Wailua was flipped in there even at 14. You know, arguably one of the best municipal golf courses in America, frankly.
Yeah. Frankly, so, you're right.
So it's a truly stunning collection of golf courses, and a credit to the island of Kauai, the Kauai Visitor Bureau, for getting everyone together, kind of getting all in the canoe together and rowing in cadence with each other.
Yeah, I always thought it was the only way to do it proper. If you've instead of trying to hold on to people to be there in one place for, like, I'm going to stay in this one destination hotel. If I've spent my money on an airplane and flight all the way over, I'm going to want to stand around and do as much as I can. So I'm going to take a break here, and we're going to talk about the Kapalua Plantation, because Kapalua Plantation course is certainly all on our minds with the Century Tournament of Champions coming up soon and the refinement that was done to the golf course, and see where that stands and when play is going to start, and talk some more about the best courses you can play here in Hawaii as Golf Week magazine has given us this list. So we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf.
Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors and Gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Chris Strauss is VP of Sales and Marketing at Troon. And, of course, Troon has the Bay and Plantation at Kapalua, Mauna Lani, Makai Princeville Golf Club, King Kamehameha Golf Club, the Kahili Course. That's where Claude Brousseau is, home of the Maui School of Golf. And the lovely Turtle Bay with its beautiful George Fazio and Arnold Palmer golf courses. We're going to talk now with Chris about the Plantation course, undergoing the refinement with Coor and Crenshaw. Mark Rolfing was there much of the time with them. What an undertaking. And how are we doing? When are we going to open? When can we go play?
Oh, well, thank you. I know Mark covered a lot of it earlier in the show and did a great job of giving some updates. I'll try to add to what he discussed already. Certainly, everything's planted, everything's growing, new TIFF dwarf greens, new celebration Bermuda fairways and tee boxes. Some tee boxes were tweaked. You know, it's all growing in nicely. We are slated for a mid-November soft opening. We're probably going to do some limited play from like that November 15th time frame until right before the Century Tournament of Champions, and probably just allow maybe like 60 players a day or so to get a chance to experience it firsthand, have the tournament on grand scale, showcasing the best of the tour, and then after that point, after the tournament, open up the tee sheet, you know, to its normal max capacity.
I mean, are you guys doing drone flyovers for every hole and the changes?
Yeah. I mean, certainly, if you check out some of the golf at Kapalua handles, the team there has done a great job with even drone flyovers right now, with work in progress, with the construction progress, and then the grow-in. And so, and absolutely, we'll have flyovers of every hole. You know, what's interesting is that, you know, we talk about it for the tour event, but really the reason why we're doing this is to make it a better golf course for the resort and the Kamaaina golfer that play the golf course 51 weeks out of the year. It's going to be a lot tougher for the professionals because it's going to play a little firmer and faster. And as Mark alluded to, have some green changes on some of the undulations, but I think for the resort and Kamaaina golfer, it's going to play more forgiving. It's going to be, you're going to be able to hit tee shots a little bit further. You're going to be able to hit shots short of the green and have, run the ball up onto the greens the way you used to when the course was originally designed back in 1991.
Yeah, you know, something happens with Mother Nature. She just grows. And then then all of a sudden, never looks so different. You know, Robert Trent Jones Jr. was on the show talking about the Prince course many, many years ago. And he would go check out golf courses on horseback before he even decided what he was going to do. He'd get on a horse and he'd ride the land. And, you know, you just have to go in because what he did, what he created, and what Corin Crenshaw created at Kapalua, that you have to do an awful lot of work and sometimes even forget where the lines originally were when you've got so much acreage to maintain. So every once in a while, you just have to go in and go, okay, and maybe this should be different or maybe this should be moved away. So I think it's just brilliant. And to see Troon take charge and do this since 91, it's been just growing and it needed fluffing. Let's call it fluffing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I like that term. That's well said. And, you know, truly, though, it's a credit to the ownership. You know, the ownership is making a big investment. And to your point, you know, a lot of golf courses need to do this because they're a living organic organism. Mm-hmm. Greens grow, the shape of greens change, mm-hmm. the shape of bunkers change over time. And and to credit to our ownership there, who is making the investment, frankly, which is as much as the original cost of the building the golf course in the first place, to basically refine it, to fluff it, as you said, and make it better for all 52 weeks out of the year. It's truly going to be stunning. One fun story that I'll share with you: I was walking down the first fairway at this year's Century with Mr. Kaur, and we stopped at the first bunker, and his wife goes, "Bill, those aren't your bunkers." And I'm like, "What do you mean those aren't your bunkers?" And they've changed. 28 years later, they've evolved, and he showed me some original pictures, and so I was adamant, like. We got to get these bunkers looking kind of cooler and rugged and more natural the way you originally designed them in 1991. And so I think when you're watching the telecast this year, watch the bunker shaping and look at that. When for those first golfers that get a chance to play it, they're going to be a little more Corin Crenshaw-ish and a little bit more what they were intended to look like, a little more natural looking, which will create a little bit of sizzle to the golf course as well.
That's
too.
Awesome. What was the website that we can go and see? I loved watching the work in progress. I saw a couple of YouTube videos. I'm sure they're from you.
Yeah, go to golf@kapalua.com. That's golf@kapalua.com or hit up any of Kapalua's Twitter handles or Facebook or Instagram handles that are all golf@kapalua. And you can see some of the in-progress shoots and in-progress footage of what's going on with the golf course. And, again, credit to the team there, Alex Nakajima, Andrew Revin, our agronomy superintendent there. They're just doing an amazing job. And certainly Corin Crenshaw, Mark Rolfing, and, you know, the local construction companies that were involved, all local Maui laborers that have worked tirelessly. You know, credit to them. It's going to be pretty awesome when it's done.
Yeah, it is. And I can't wait to see it myself. And, of course, I'm looking forward to being at Century Tournament of Champions in January when, the winners on the PGA Tour get to come and play at the Century Tournament of Champions. Something else that's happening that you guys are supporting at Troon that's really cool. I want to bring this up because collegiate golf is huge. It's getting bigger. Golf Channel's made a huge commitment to broadcast all the finals, and it's really putting the eyes on. It's creating young men and women who are really prepared for the tours at a age, you know, they're mature. They've had cameras following them around for years once they get on tour. It's no big deal to have all of this attention paid to them. But what I see that the collegiate season is over, but on Kauai, and there's going to be a lot of outstanding collegiate events that are going to continue to be played at Wailua, and that's part of the work that you're doing at Troon to keep that going.
Yeah, I mean, we're a big proponent of amateur golf, collegiate golf, but really at all levels, but certainly, you know, in our great state of Hawaii there, we have some great events like the event you mentioned at Wailua. We've had events at Princeville before. We run a series, an amateur series called the Saguaro Amateur Series that's throughout the Southwest. That's played in Arizona, California, up in the Phoenix market and the Tucson market. And also California that creates amateur playing opportunities when the college season is over as well. So that's a 5-series event that we do called the True Saguaro Amateur Series, and we have some fun event names like the Fizzler at True North that happens in the summer, and the Gobbler at Saguaro that happens on Thanksgiving weekend. So that certainly keeps us on our toes, but we're definitely a big proponent of amateur golf, whether at the highest collegiate level or even the amateur golf that takes place on 7 days a week on our public and daily fee and resort golf courses.
Yeah, and the Princeville Mackay Golf Club has played host to the Warrior Princeville Mackay Invitational for the last 8 years. And some of the people who've played in the Warrior, John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, and Ollie Snyder-Jens. And I was just thinking, it's time to bring Golf Channel over here to do some, broadcasting of some of the things that we're doing here in Hawaii, on the neighbor islands as well. In addition, I should say on the Big Island, Waikalua, they do a lot at the Waikoloa golf courses. We've run out of time. I was just looking at my time going past. Chris, is there anything I've left out that you wanted to talk about?
Thank you very much, and thank you to all the golfers that frequent our golf courses, and for those that want to get more connected with Troon, check out TroonHawaii.com or Troon.com, and look forward to seeing you on the island soon, and have a great weekend to all the golfers out there.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha.
Another tournament that's played, I don't want to leave them out. Wailua Golf Course hosts the John Burns Intercollegiate, hosted by the University of Hawaii. That's played in February, so that's an awesome event. All these things, the Big West Conference, Maui's, the Big West Conference Men's Golf Championship, that's played in April, and won by Cal State University Fullerton by 9 over the defending conference champ UC Irvine. So we get a lot of business coming because of golf, because not just for people who are visiting, but bringing the teams in. And it's a lot of fun to watch these kids play. They are champions in their own right already. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. As I told you last week, Detail Boulevard has wonderful cars that are loaner cars. So if you want to get your ride detailed and you're thinking, I don't have time to leave the car in the shop, they've got a loaner car for you. And if you want to put on a little, a tighter, maybe a screen on your windows so that the sun isn't getting you so much, you want to protect the finish of your car from the sun, because it's a different sun these days, folks. It'll really burn through. Detail Boulevard is Honolulu's car finish experts. They'll protect your ride. Detail Boulevard, they're on Baratania as you're going down right after Ke'eamoku. Stay to the left, two doors down from Ke'eamoku, and they've got those loaner cars, and you can find them at Detail Boulevard, BLVD.com. There's also Futura Stone to check out. Futura Stone's master craftsman, turning your project, your building, your warehouse, your showroom, or your home project into artwork. It's Futura Stone, only the best. Rainer Doors. Now, you want your house to be safe. When you lock up your car in the garage, you don't want people getting into your garage. You want to make sure that your car, your family is safe. That's what the Rainer Door, providing lasting security and safety for your home, will do for you. And in addition to that, Rainer Doors is the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Okay, you can increase the value of your home with one of these special Rainer Doors. Make a major return on your investment. Give them a call. It's 676-3667. Safety. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or worse, the sewer pipes break or a water line breaks and brings all the crud into your house and the mud is left over, you got to call Oahu Extraction 24/7. They'll be on site in 90 minutes. The number is 330-6212. That's OahuExtraction.com. and Aloha Power Equipment. You know, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Yes, they've got more power equipment in Hawaii, more inventory than anywhere. There are two locations, one conveniently located in Honolulu near Sand Island, just off Sand Island, Access Road, and in Waipahu, that's the original store, Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Creative Plumbing. So those pipes broke, you want to do something, you got to fix them, you got to make them better, it's been 50 years since we've done anything with our water lines. It doesn't matter how large or how small, whether it's a new build, a renovation, or a major repair. You want to redo the plumbing stack in your high rise? What a good idea. Did you bring your grease traps up to code? Yeah, Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.